that kind of thing, and then come up and actually have the opportunity to, you know, quote unquote, kind of scrimmage against somebody else and really a great opponent. I mean, there's not a team that's won more games than the New England Patriots here over the last decade, and to have the chance to come up here and be around them, watch the way they work, compete against, you know, new personnel, a new scheme, I think it's both for good for both sides.
Drew, is there a sense, because of what's happened, that it's the Saints against the world, do you guys still have that feeling, or is that all past now that you're starting the season?
You know, I don't know if I would say it like that, Saints against the world, but we definitely have a chip on our shoulder. We were going to have one anyway, but there's no shortage of motivation to go out and play well this year.
How much do you admire what they did in 2007 when they were in a similar position? I mean, they had their head coach, but they played with a rage all year because of what happened in advance of the season.
No, they did, and that served them well that year. I mean, they came out and almost won every game. And obviously, we hope that we can put together the same type of result. But certainly, it's something we can look at and say, hey, this is maybe the closest to what we're going through. And you just try to turn a negative into a positive somehow.
They're the one team that can relate to what you have in tight end, with those two guys over there and Jimmy on your side.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about that being just an ultimate weapon that two teams can put on so they have.
Yeah. It's great to have a weapon like Jimmy. It's kind of ironic that him and Gronkowski came out the same year. I believe Gronk is, what, second-round pick. Jimmy's a third-round pick. Both those guys have established themselves as probably two of the best tight ends in the league. And they're still young players, still continuing to get better and better. It's fun to get them on the same field and watch them both, you know, go at it, obviously, on both, you know, on different sides of the ball. But still, it just puts into perspective just what great athletes they are and great players.
What's a defender going to look like if there ever is one who can cover either one of those guys one-on-one?
Well, he'd have to be really big, fast, and athletic to cover one of those guys. Maybe the only guys that could cover him are each other. I don't know.
Along the same lines, did you get a sense for how much talent overall was on this field today for the first week of August?
Yeah, obviously both teams are still pretty fresh because we're in the beginning part of camp. You know, we just played in that Hall of Fame game, but really it'll be the first preseason game for everyone here on Thursday night. But, yeah, to get out here and certainly see the personnel that they have, both offensively and defensively, the new scheme. I love being able to, you know, come up here and compete against them because I think that they run that's a tightly run ship. You know, Coach Belichick has done a phenomenal job ever since he's been here, obviously. They know how to win. They know how to work. They know how to prepare. It's nice to see that from, you know, from our perspective, and then come out here and have a chance to compete against it.
I know you have a lot of respect for Tom Brady. Just talk about your respect and your relationship with him. Do you know him that well?
Yeah. I've known Tom since college, actually. We played against each other when he was a senior at Michigan and I was a junior at Purdue. And really since then, we've crossed paths a few times playing against each other, a few times in the offseason. We both spent some of the offseason in Southern California. I actually saw him this offseason as well. We worked out together one day. But, yeah, I've got a great relationship with Tom. I think a lot of him, not only professionally but personally. And certainly he's one of the best, if not, you know, the best of all time. And to get a chance to see, you know, the way he works and operates up close and personal, you know, certainly that's a joy for me.
What does he do well?
What does Tom do well? He's got great command of the offense and of the huddle. You know, I think his demeanor is always very, you know, calm, cool, in control. You know, he's been with a lot of those guys out there for a while now, guys like Welker, you know, going on 3 years with Gronk and Hernandez and a few others, you know. So just to watch kind of their rapport and, you know, their offense, the way they run it, situations, kind of the way he handles all that, you know, there's a reason he's one of the best.